KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Our next guests are actually pretty frequent guests. In that previous year that shall remain unnamed, our friend Dennis Popper, he is the co-chair of New Mexico Men of Honor. He is in studio with us. And we're joined on the phone by the senior pastor of New Beginnings Church, Richard Mansfield. Hi, Richard.
Jim, it's a joy to always be with you. Dennis, God bless you guys.
God bless you, Richard.
I haven't seen Dennis for a while. This COVID thing has been absolutely crazy. And so I want to get right into this. And Dennis, I want you to tell us a little bit about New Mexico Men of Honor and the event you have coming up Friday, January 29th at New Beginnings Church. That's Richard's church. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're excited. You know, we're going to have a lot going on there. We're going to have great worship, a great speaker. We're going to have men get together. It's a lot like Promise Keepers, bringing men from all over. We want guys to come from all different churches and to be encouraged from seeing other men singing to the Lord and just having a great time together, listening to the word, and then praying for each other at the end. And we're excited. It's January 29th, a Friday night, starts at 6:30. It'll go to about 8:30. We'll have food trucks that will be there starting at 5 o'clock at the church, so we can come and have something to eat and hang out with some guys. And we're excited. It's going to be good.
Well, I want to ask Richard to join us in the conversation a little bit. Richard, this past year, again, that shall remain unnamed. Not going to mention that number of the year that just passed, but it was one filled with challenges for you and your son. How are you guys doing?
You know what? Thank you, Jesus. We're both alive. My son was in a very, very serious bus accident. He had chartered a bus with his company, and he was sitting right behind the bus driver when the bus driver went head-on with a big concrete barrier, and the bus driver unfortunately was killed. My son flew through the windshield and ended up on the highway with his gut wide open and his intestines and stomach out on the highway, and they don't even know how he lived. He was helicoptered, airlifted to Amarillo, Texas, which was about an hour drive away. So he was on the west side of Amarillo. From Amarillo, they said his injuries were way too severe for their hospital, so they airlifted him a second time to Lubbock. He was in the hospital for 2.5 months, and he was released, and he's walking. They didn't expect him to walk till about 10 months.
Wow.
He started walking before the 2-month period, and he has a long way to go. He's going to have surgery on a shoulder and an elbow. They were able to save his arm. He had injuries literally from the top of his head to his feet. Every part of his body was injured. And they were able to save the arm, but now they want to make it functional because it's not working very well. But he's a walking miracle. And then I ended up with COVID, and man, it took me down. I ended up in the hospital for 8 days, and they 2 days were one of those touch and go kind of moments. And the body of Christ was praying for me, and I'm telling you, I could feel the prayers while I was in the hospital. I could feel God's hand girding my loins, as the word says. It was amazing. And I just thank God for all the people that prayed for me and prayed that I made it through, because I did.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Richard, in addition to you pastoring New Beginnings Church, you're also the president of New Mexico Praise. I love seeing ministries work together. Tell us how New Mexico Praise is dovetailing with New Mexico Men of Honor and Promise Keepers to encourage men.
Yeah, you know, Brian Allered was the founder of New Mexico Praise, and I was his co-chairman. We birthed it right in my church in 2017. We pray for the state of New Mexico 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Churches sign up. Some churches sign up for 12 hours a day, some for 24 hours a day of prayer, 1 day a month. And we have about 150 churches across the state that are praying for New Mexico. And with that, Dennis Popper really felt like, man, you know, we need to start reaching men again. Promise Keepers had been a powerful movement back in the 90s and early 2000, and Dennis had a real burden. Brian and I talked, and we had a burden. So God allowed us to birth the Men of Honor under our umbrella. But Dennis is the point man, but God has been doing some amazing things, because we really believe that the Bible teaches that the men are supposed to be the leaders in the house. We're supposed to be the priest in our house, and walking hand in hand with our spouse, and building up our children. And if you're a single father, just the dynamics that you face and the trials you face. If you're married, the challenges in a marriage. And so we wanted to build up a ministry that was going to equip men to walk faithfully with God and faithfully with their families.
Yes.
And that's what Promise Keepers' goal has always been. So it's been a great relationship with Promise Keepers and Men of Honor and New Mexico Praise and what God is doing throughout the greater Albuquerque metropolitan area.
Dennis, I want to ask you if I gave a correct answer. I feel that I did. You came into the show right after Stephanie Luke and Virginia Gonzalez with CareNet Pregnancy Centers mm-hmm. were here, and I shared with them a very brief story before we started our show today about a young woman that asked me about New Mexico Men of Honor and Promise Keepers.
Hmm.
And she said, well, I'm not sure if those ministries are what I would want to support because they don't do anything for women. And I looked right at her and I said, do you not understand that that ministry is for women?
Yeah.
It is trying to get men to be the men they're supposed to be to their wives and
yeah.
to their girlfriends.
Yeah. You know, I'm on a national prayer call every Thursday night with Promise Keepers. And I heard one guy talk about that where in the early goings of Promise Keepers, it was the women that were getting the men to go to these events, and the women's prayers together that a men's, events would begin to happen. Men would come together, reach out to, look at what that did. That they got a hold of millions of men through that, first prayers through women. And look what's happened. It's been an amazing, gathering of men, and now it's coming back.
Yes.
And, so we're excited.
Again, Dennis mentioning prayer, Richard. I want you to let people know, how can individuals and churches get involved with New Mexico Praise?
Well, New Mexico Praise, you could go to our website. It's NM, and it's the word prayer, P-R-A-Y-S, praise. Not to praise the Lord, but to pray to the Lord. So it's nmprays.org. And you could sign up there. You could say, our congregation wants to take a 12-hour period of prayer once a month. Or I want to cover 24 hours of prayer once a month. And you pick the day of the month that your congregation wants to do that, and you sign up. We have prayer points that we are a part of, and you automatically become a part of New Mexico Praise, and you also become a part of America Praise, because what started here in Albuquerque has now spread across the country. There's already 15 states that have launched and birthed a prayer movement in their state. Like Oklahoma Praise is going on, and Arkansas Praise is going on, and we could go on and on, Missouri Praise and Kansas Praise. It's just been amazing to see how God is sweeping across the country. So Brian Aller had moved to Austin. God called him to Austin, Texas, and he's heading America Praise, and he's heading World Praise, because now there's 9 countries that have joined the United States and praying for their country. And it's just been an amazing time, but I encourage pastors to look it up, nmprays.org. We have all the information there, and we encourage you to sign up. We encourage you to get all your men out to the men's rally at the end of the month. And we're going to be having a prayer gathering next month, and it's going to be an exciting time. So I want them to be looking for us on our website or be looking for us on Facebook, our Facebook page, which is New Mexico Praise. And we really hope that your church will get involved in praying with many other churches across this state from the four corners. And every, we've got 33 counties, and we've got, I think, a church represented in two-thirds of the counties in our state. And we want your church to join in.
You know, Richard, I think it's really powerful for us to be able to say right now on the radio to everybody that regardless of what you think about Michelle Lujan Grisham or any other leader for that matter in the state of New Mexico or at the national level, New Mexico Praise, America Praise are praying for those leaders. No matter what they think, whatever faith position they have, they are still being prayed for. They're being lifted up to the Lord. And I just think that is such a powerful thing.
You know, in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 7, it says, "Work for the peace and prosperity of the city where I sent you into exile." Now, God is speaking through Jeremiah to the people of Israel who were in exile, and he's saying, "Work for the peace and prosperity of the city where you're in exile, and pray to the Lord for it, for its welfare will determine your welfare." Mm-hmm. So some people say, "I'm not going to pray for those leaders and this leader or that leader because they're not walking with God, and I'm not going to partner with them." We're not asking you to partner with them. We're asking you to pray, because if God uses their leadership to bless our country, we are all blessed through it.
Yes.
And so God has called us to pray for our leaders. I prayed for our new president, and I prayed for our new vice president, and God called us to do that, and I'm going to obey God. And you know, I just want to share a quote of Dr. Martin Luther King, because he shared something so powerfully years ago. And this is what he said. And he said this. He says, "We must accept finite disappointment, but we must never lose infinite hope." Now hear that. We must accept finite disappointment. We get disappointments in life. Sometimes the people we want don't get elected. Sometimes the people that we serve or that serve us don't do what we want. And we might accept the finite disappointment, but we must never lose infinite hope, because my hope is in the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hey, we are visiting this afternoon with Dennis Poper. He's the co-chair of New Mexico Men of Honor. Richard Mansfield is the senior pastor of New Beginnings Church and the president of New Mexico Praise. When we get back after this break, we're going to have Judge Vance Day. He is the president of Promise Keepers. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. We will be right back.
I'm Rob Snead, general manager at Power Ford. We do things differently over here on the affordable side of Albuquerque. We give you a better deal and a better experience. The better deal part, we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico or put $1,000 cash in your pocket. The better experience part, every new vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty and complimentary maintenance. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Ladies, what if you could pray more powerfully in 2021? You can. Lenya Heitzig and Sheology want to help bring God's point of view to your prayer life with Prayers Like Incense, a free 5-week community Bible study at Calvary Church Osuna. Each week will feature worship, a message, casual small group discussion, and warm fellowship. Plus, you can enjoy food trucks, craft coffee, and a market of local vendors. Again, this Bible study is free and for everyone, no matter your home church or denomination, and it starts Tuesday, February 2nd at 6:30 p.m. Sign up for prayers like incense so we can prepare for you. This Bible study is also happening at Calvary Church Santa Fe and online. Find all the details at sheology.com. That's sheology.com. Prayers like incense, where your prayers meet God's perspective.
An honest admission. This is Roger Patterson with A Minute of Vision for Life. In his book, Racing to Win, Hall of Fame head coach Joe Gibbs talks about his quest to get his first head coaching job. After a random encounter that was too coincidental to be coincidence, he writes, "I thought about how I had been trying to manage my own career, calling my own shots, and trying to make things happen. My quest for a head coaching job had consumed me, affecting my relationships and every decision I made. Even though I was a Christian, God was not in charge of my life. I was." Are you there today? You know, it's easy to take Christ as your Savior, but not surrender the areas of your life to His leadership. But I want you to see the promise of God about His leadership for your life. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 states, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take." Put your trust in Him, and when you do, something will happen. As Coach Gibbs states, an overwhelming peace will wash over you.
You've been listening to Dr. Roger Patterson with A Minute of Vision at visionforlife.org.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Holly Slade and Dave Slade and Associates Realtors are sponsors of the programming on KNKT and our show, ABQ Connect. Call Holly and her team at 342-8100 when you first start thinking about selling your home or buying a new one. Holly Slade and Dave Slade and Associates, doing business by the book, 342-8100, or you can reach Holly on the web at abqhomeseeker.com. Want to thank Pastor Richard Mansfield for joining us for a segment here on ABQ Connect, and now we're joined on the phone by our good friend, Judge Vance Day. He is the president of Promise Keepers. Hi, Vance. How are you?
I am doing great today, guys. It's great to be with you.
Well, thank you so much. And Dennis has just started telling us about the event that New Mexico Men of Honor have coming up on January 29th. It's going to be at New Beginnings Church. That's Richard's church. Event starts with some good food at 5 o'clock and then speakers and worship and things at 6:30. Dennis, tell us about the speakers. I know Judge Day is going to be one of them.
Yeah, we're so excited to have Vance zoom in on us for a few minutes to tell us, give us an update about Promise Keepers, and we'll have some other speakers. It'll be great surprises. And, you know, it's to bring men together. It's for men to see other men worshiping God and going, wow, you know what? I enjoy seeing God worshiped by other men. It just brings other guys up and encourages them that maybe aren't walking quite. And, you know, this is a day and time we really need encouragement, right?
Oh,
we
yeah.
need other men to come alongside. Say, hey, come with me to this little meeting here. And by the way, we are going to be socially distanced and very safe with all of the requirements. So we are taking precautions on all of that. And so we'd love to see the guys come.
Yeah. Judge Day, tell us, what is a Promise Keeper?
Well, Promise Keeper is a man who understands that his identity is primarily in Jesus Christ, that He gets his life flow from Christ, a relationship that is deep and honoring and abiding. Meaning, it's a Promise Keeper is somebody who understands that our integrity is so critical as Christians, that we just can't accept Jesus Christ and then go on our way. No, we got to give him lordship. And when we do that, we get essentially a download of who we are in Christ. We become part of a group that understands their mission, their destiny, and their purpose in life. So we have seven promises that flow right from the Bible, and we live according to those seven promises.
Dennis, New Mexico Men of Honor is having mm-hmm. quarterly events. Again,
yep.
you know, COVID has really thrown a wrench in a lot of things, but there's been great creativity on the side of Promise Keepers. Mm-hmm. They did the big event last year virtually.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about their plans for upcoming July 16th and 17th at AT&T Stadium. We'll talk to mm-hmm. Judge Day in just a second about that. But I want you to tell everybody in the time leading up to this big Promise Keepers event, New Mexico Men of Honor is going to be having events where men from all kinds of churches in the community and even from other people outside of the city of Albuquerque can come, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're, you know, our last event was at Hoffmantown and it was in October. We had it outside and so guys could just, you know, stay away from each other as best as possible. And we had a great event then. And now this one will be indoors, but we'll be very careful about it. But we're excited to have Vance. And, you know, maybe Vance, I'm going to ask you now that maybe you can think about being our speaker in at the end of April, because that's when our next event will be. But yes, we lead up to the event that will happen in July at the AT&T. And so what we're going to do is that it's going to stream into New Mexico churches. And we support that and we'll be behind that and looking forward to it.
Absolutely, Dennis. You just asked me to say yes on radio. What do I do? Say no? I mean, goodness, of course I'll come. I love you guys down there.
Man, we want to see face to face finally.
Hey, Judge Day, I think you probably should have said, well, let me check with my wife first.
Oh, if it's a trip to bless men, she always says yes, because she knows instinctively and also by experience that men make men. Mm. And when men come together and they fellowship, if they do it in a spirit of love and pouring into each other's lives, the wives and the children are blessed. So wives should be supportive of guys getting together in an honoring way.
Yeah. Judge Day, I know you have both shared that, Dennis and you have shared about events that you've been involved with in past years with Promise Keepers. Some people might be expecting the event July 16th and 17th to be a stadium, many 80,000 people could be there. And maybe they're expecting this big thing full of just testosterone. But what you have shared with us in the past is that men come and their hearts are broken and they open up and there's emotion and they have healing. There's a lot more going on there, isn't there?
There is, absolutely. You know, there's something that's unique. I mean, you can watch something virtually, and I'm very supportive of that. It's wonderful to be, like, you know, for years I've watched the inauguration of the president. It's a good thing to do that as a citizen, as a patriot. But on one occasion, I had the opportunity to be there and to stand close, and the whole experience is totally different. So I'd encourage men to think about joining us at AT&T Stadium. That's the Dallas Cowboys. Whatever you think of them doesn't matter. It's an awesome venue. I was just there a couple days ago working with the staff. And we're planning on having 80,000. Now, if we only have 40 because of COVID, meaning some of the rules and regulations, we're still having it. We even 20,000, which they're having right now. Mm-hmm. So we're committed to this because it is an opportunity for men to really be amongst men who love Jesus in a masculine, strong way. Yes. And what happens in that environment is men come into, you know, they start to touch their inner being and things that come out, which need to come out. And it could only, you know, when a woman walks in the room, it changes the whole environment, naturally so, and many times in a good way. But when men are together, just men, there's such a work in the spirit. It is unbelievable. And there's healing, and there's worship, and there's repentance, and there's reuniting, and friendships are made for eternity.
Mm. Mm. And when you attend a New Mexico Men of Honor event, there is information always going to be available to those men about this Promise Keepers annual event. Again,
that's right.
It's July 16th and 17th at AT&T Stadium. You need to make some hotel reservations. You need to get down there, spend the 2 days. Mm-hmm. It'll be extra special. Who are some of the speakers, Judge Day?
Well, I'm literally in my hand holding the confidential list.
Mm. Are you allowed to share that yet, or will that be down the road?
I might share a few this Friday night when I get to Dennis and the guys. Maybe if you guys come to that event, you might.
There you go.
You might get to hear
bait and switch.
You know, it really is. It's building on the past to impact the future. So, there's some of the old Promise Keepers kind of sense of legacy there, which is wonderful. I mean, the hymns and the singing, but some of these speakers and some of the modern technology, video and everything we can do through the new Roman road, the internet, is amazing. I mean, this is not only 80,000 guys in a stadium. Our goal is 5 million across the world. Mm. And I just worked with an awesome new company, Believers, who put it together. They can simultaneously with through computers, you know, translate what those speakers are saying into 84 different languages.
Wow.
So this will be simulcast all over the world.
Yeah.
So it's really going to be a game changer in the movement to capture men's hearts.
What are people going to find if they go to promisekeepers.org? Can I get all the information about the event there?
You can find two things there. One is everything you need to know about this summer's epic event there at the stadium, but also the Men's Marriage Summit, which we found such an amazing need for. That's this January 23rd. That's this Saturday. And this is just a two-hour initial just for guys. Watch it, and you'll be shocked. It's just for guys, men. Don't watch it with your gals because they're going to be speaking right to your heart about men's issues. And then you can take a 21-day challenge and end up with another two-hour free offering. It doesn't cost you a thing. Then you watch it with their wives. Mm. So if you're having trouble with your marriage, then take the challenge. January 23rd, this Saturday. If you can't make it then, you can watch it any time. But that's when it starts. PromiseKeepers.org.
Judge Day, you're not going to have any problem with wives listening to this program signing up their husbands for that, will you?
Nope, not a bit. In fact, 60% of the tickets that are bought to the stuff we do are always purchased by women for their men.
Well, I think that's extra special in men coming together. And again, I want to appeal to the church leadership. This is not proselytizing. This is not trying to get, this is trying to bring men together from all kinds of churches so that they can go back into the church and strengthen the church. Judge Day, thank you so much for joining us today. Dennis Popper, we appreciate you.
All right. Go to New Mexico Men of Honor, nmmenofhonor.com. You can get all the information you need there too.
Thank you so much.
God bless.
Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.